Suicide line, may I help you? Oh man, that's terrible. Oh, really? Who? I'd kill myself too. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Uh huh. Bye bye. Suicide line, may I help you? No, you just make sure the windows are closed. I don't think you got to put your head all the way in the oven. That should do it. Oh, about 20 minutes or so. Depends on the size of the apartment. Okay, you're welcome. Bye. Suicide line, may I help you? Well, 5 might do it, but to be safe, you know, take the elevator to 10. Well, you got a friend who lives up there? I mean, what are friends for, huh? You'd only be there a second. Yeah, you're welcome. Bye. Suicide line, may I help you? I'd get that prescription refilled first. I don't know if there's enough there. Mix it with a little alcohol. Yeah, you know, martini, slam a couple down. Yeah, you bet. Good luck. Suicide line, may I help you? Nobody drowns themselves anymore, man. Well, try fire, you know, public square. Make it a political thing. I mean, what the heck, huh? Yeah, sure, you bet. Suicide line, may I help you? Bridge abutment? Small car, 65 miles an hour. Yeah, that should do it. Suicide line, may I help you? Well, hey, it takes a real pro to tie that knot, you know. Well, look it up in the World Book. I think it's in there. Mm-hmm, bye-bye. Suicide line, may I help you? Golden Gate Bridge? Yeah, that's pretty sure. Just try to belly flop it right there at the end. Turn yourself out, okay? Mm-hmm, bye-bye. Suicide line, may I help you? Well, no. If somebody helps you, it's not technically suicide. I'm afraid I couldn't do that. You know, bye-bye. Suicide line, could I help you? Yeah. That's pin the note to your chest. Blame it all on them. Simple declarative sentences. Your fault. Drove me to it, etc. Yeah. Classic stuff. All right, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Suicide line, may I help you?
Dr. Dan.
Yeah. Well, at least 30 pounds per 100 body weight, you know. Should hold till spring.
He's real quick. Mm-hmm. Working out real good, huh?
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, garbage bags will work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. About 30 or 40 minutes. Should do. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Hey, Dan. Dan, you're doing a real good job helping those people. Saving a lot of lives, yeah, you know, real quick, too. You know,
saving
that's,
them.
That's what we're here for. I mean,
we're supposed to save them? This is suicide, you know.
Hey, Dan.
I thought suicide counseling.
Take the phone for a minute. Dan, come into my office.
I was sure, you know, that...
I knew he was awful.
In the interview, he really seemed like he was... Joe Vegas.
Hi, this is Diver Dan Dumy of Midnight Mondo. We are very happy to bring you now something that you'll never see on television, but we can present over the radio to you as you sit in the comfort of your tractor trailer speeding down the highway. Las Vegas Showgirls on Parade. Here come the girls now, aren't they lovely? Look at that one. Look at those two. Look at that one. Beautiful moves. Well, there it is, folks. You'll never hear that on television, but you can see it on radio. Here on Midnight Mondo.
One for you, and here's another one for you, and this one's for Otis.
Sort of like.
It's time once again for the $80 zillion tetrahedron, and here's your host, Dick Dark.
Hi, folks. As you remember, last week we had Norman Ziller on the show, and he was going for the $80 zillion lightning round, and he ran out of time. But we've got Norman back this week with his special guest, Senator Howard Baker. How you doing, Senator?
Oh, I'm going to be on the Dino Show a little later today, Dick, and I've got a plane to catch, and I like to get out of here.
That's good. Okay. Norm, how you doing? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Get my
little nervous.
My
okay,
a
Norm.
Sweaty.
We're going to go over the rules
rashes.
One time now. Listen up here.
I think I have hives.
Okay, one of you must give a clue. The clue must have the answer, but no part of the answer may be contained in the clue.
Uh-huh.
No hand signals, no nods, no English, and please... No help from the audience.
Oh,
Norman, you give the clues.
I'm so nervous.
Howard, you have to come up with the answers.
Okay,
if you make a mistake, you'll hear this sound. You play along at home, folks. Here we go, the first round.
Okay, aluminum wrenches, billy clubs, shillelaghs, frozen snakes.
Things we don't take in a taxi cab.
Masticating teenagers.
Things we don't have at the dentist's office.
Okay, that's Mitsubishi bombers, broken toilets, old waitresses.
Things I bring home to my mother-in-law.
Lux,
things that
are on the... wine and flour bases.
Things I have tattooed on my arm.
Right.
All right.
Okay. My arms are gone.
What's the
stop
hands?
Or I'll eat your suit.
Things you
if you don't mind, I'll put my puppy on your supper dish.
Right!
Armies of Occupation, CD hotel lobbies, fiberglass dashboard Madonna, stale camel droppings.
People I'm related to.
Right.
Okay.
Grape stained asphalt pavement, presidential wheelchairs,
limp things under a rock, things under your shoe,
turtles in
things in your mouth.
No. Buddy, no, money.
Things that are in the bathtub when you're through taking a bath.
Android tulips.
Next one.
Okay, go on. Mangled barbed wire. Let's go back to the other one.
All right.
Android tulips.
Things I eat for breakfast.
Right. Mangled barbed wire, Chilean sports stadiums, Q-tips in cereal bowls.
Songs on the Sex Pistols' last album.
Hindu holy men covered with scotch tape.
Things that are
cows
in the garage.
On a Colorado River raft trip.
Things we did last summer.
No, people with beer cans stuffed in
me
their
and you and a dog. Boo.
That's it. That's it.
We won. Oh, nice going, Howard. How? Like to explain my boat on the Panama Canal treaty now.
$80 zillion to Norman Zeller. Norman's just the big winner.
We'll be back next week with more of the $80 zillion tetrahedron.
You now to the home of Newt and Punch, to unemployed rodeo pigs and sewer deodorizers for another episode of What's On?
Well, Newt, we're all done hurting them little butterflies outside. Let's say we have a little bit of lunch
now. That's fine with me, Punch, but I'm still not through chewing that egg I had for breakfast.
Oh, you should have just had a donut, Newt, like me.
I don't know. Nurse gave me that donut to use when I was in the hospital, you know, with my condition.
Yeah.
And I was kind of keeping it as a momentum.
I thought it smelled a little weird. I should have known.
I'm just going to skip lunch, Punch. What's on?
Newt, you can't watch TV on an empty stomach.
Sure I can. It's Belgium.
Oh.
Besides that, we're running out of koala bears.
Oh.
More than once.
Punch.
So let there be peace on Thursday.
Punch.
You keep saying your name, Punch. Something wrong?
Newt.
That's it. Now, what's on, Punch?
What's on?
What's on? Punch.
Newt.
Punch.
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 Newt.
What's on? Wake up, Punch.
Oh, Newt, what a dream I was having. Wow, it was weird. There were koala bears falling out of the skies and landed in Moby Dick.
Whoa. That's
they were playing harmonicas,
from
too.
Drugstore the other day? What's on now?
What's on?
Get the TV index. That's a family Bible, will you?
Oh, yeah.
Put that back. Grandma will just tan your hide, you know?
I haven't seen Grandma for 20 years. Listen to what's on.
What's on?
I'm going to tell you here. Space Commander Wack. Space Commander.
That sounds good.
Commander Wack, his sidekick, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog, traveled through a time warp to a planet inhabited by vile, cute people in the distant past.
Ooh, that's great, man. I tell you, that dead Martian dog, you know, Glorf, he's the funniest thing since Lassie.
Yeah, Lassie ran off with Grandma 20 years ago.
Yeah, I heard that. Maybe that's
you want to watch Commander Wack? Is that what you
I double dare me.
Well, all right. Here I am, turning on the TV set to watch Space Commander Wack, Space Commander.
We haven't seen any vile Q people for days, Commander Wet.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry.
Of course.
There are no days in outer space. Why, everything's a vacuum. A void, if you will. Awesome in its emptiness, and one of the best endless things ever invented.
Is that true, Bob?
Shut up, Newt. Hey, let me chew on the egg for a while. I got munchies.
Did I hear someone say munchies? Why, Stupid Larry, I think there are cute people around.
Really I see them, Commander Wack. One's wearing a bathrobe and smashing an egg in his ear. And the other one's looking at a video reaction photon capsule.
We'll have to capture them, Stupid Larry, and take them back to the future with us, where they will be dissected and probed, and their gold fillings traded for magnesium crystals and little cute things.
Hey, I know. Let's send Glorf down on a scouting expedition.
Yes, good idea. Glorf looks bored.
Hey, this is pretty boring, Newt. Turn off the TV, will ya?
I think I'll play with this minor bird for a while.
That ain't no minor bird, Newt. That's a dead Martian dog.
I know it's a minor bird because it's multi-colored.
Give it to me, Newt. I'm going to eat it.
Echo my minor bird, Pawn.
I need something to kill the smell of that donut.
Give it to me. Give me that minor bird.
I'm having that dead Martian dog, you cur.
Good job, Glorf. Here's a dead dog biscuit.
Give back the dog. Look at him lie there. He loves those dead dog biscuits.
Should I clobber these two with my hyperlaser baggy gun, Commander Wack?
Anything you want, Stupid Larry. My hands aren't full with Glorf. No more biscuits, Glorf.
Okay, you two. Eat high-intensity energy field. I bet they ate that up all right.
Well, that's that, Stupid Larry.
Sure is.
Lead them onto the space pod while I do this.
Come on, you guys.
We're off. Off to the stars.
I guess that's the end of What's On, unless there's a sequel, Newt and Paunch on Pluto, or What's On Encounters of the Third Kind. Anyway, remember, the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit is not just a law, it's a white elephant the federal government is stuck with.
Hey, Paunch, we're off to the stars.
Hope I see many
another space adventure with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander! With his sidekick, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
We're off, Stupid Larry. Off to the stars. Bring along the dead dog.
Yes, Space Commander Wack, strange being from another planet where they overcook their meat and talk openly of vulgar bodily functions. Now he's a space commander in the daring space adventure army of Earth. Space Commander Wack, Space Commander! Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog, had been captured by the evil Polka folk and were at the mercy of their barbaric tuba troopers. Our story opens in a dank formica dungeon deep in the bowels, pardon me, of the planet Wanatua.
Commander Wack, these evil Polka folks sure seem to be happy.
You'd be happy too, Stupid Larry, if you had captured the famous Space Commander Wack.
No, I wouldn't, Space Commander Wack. I'd be ashamed of myself.
You would?
Sure.
Well, never be ashamed of anything you do, Stupid Larry.
Oh.
Boys and girls, don't be like Stupid Larry. Be proud of everything you do. Sometimes, I know, we do things we should be ashamed of, but even then, don't be ashamed. Stupid Larry, what is it we're talking about?
Me capturing you, Space Commander Wack, and locking you up.
What? You capture me? You should be ashamed of yourself, Stupid Larry, you traitor.
Uh-oh, Space Commander Wack, here come the Polka folk.
Hiya, boys! Hope you're having a nice time.
You swine.
Yes, thank you. We're having a fine time.
If you have to keep us locked up, can't you at least let our dead Martian dog outside to frolic in the yard and chase cars and sniff people in embarrassing places like other dead Martian dogs can do?
You betcha. That's a wonderful dead Martian dog you got there. And we're going to take care of him. Just like we're going to take care of you. All of you are going to be chopped up and made into sausages. And then we're going to have a wedding reception. Oh, she's too fat for me. And serve you to the Imperial Accordion. Well, that's all, buddies, pals. We'll see you later.
Gosh, I wonder who's getting married.
Did you hear that, Stupid Larry?
Yeah.
We're going to be ground to bits and pressed into tasty sausages. I wonder if it'll be boiled or fried.
Commander Wack, now that we're going to be ground up into bits and made into sausages, I got to say something.
Oh, what's that?
Sir, it's been an honor serving you all these episodes. And I just want to say, sir, I don't think I could stand seeing you ground up.
Well, thank you.
I hope they take me first, Commander Wack.
Yes, so do I, Stupid Larry. Perhaps with a few extra seconds, I can think of a way to escape.
Escape? Space Commander Wack, I know how to get out of here.
Oh, don't be stupid, Stupid Larry. It's hopeless for you, anyway.
Well, just open the door.
While you're being ground, Glorf and I can... The door.
The door!
Well, just open the door.
Listen, here I go.
That sounds good. My goodness, that worked. Yep. Well, let's run out here.
Quick. Come on,
Glorf. Into the spaceship, which we call Spaceship. What a dull name. Boys and girls, if you can think of a better name for our spaceship, just write it down on a naked android and send it off to
Space
us.
Space Commander Wack, we don't have time for that, because here come the evil Tuba Troopers hot on our tails.
You're right. There they are.
They're hot on Glorf's tail, anyway.
Tuba Troopers. What a dull name, boys and girls.
Space Commander Wack, we got to get out of here. No time for that.
Okay. Well, then it's off to the stars. Tune in next week for another daring space adventure with daring Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Gosh, Space Commander Wack, I wonder how Glorf would have tasted as a sausage.
That's a good question, Larry. Boys and girls, help Stupid Larry. In 25 words or less, tell us what you think Glorf would taste like if he were a sausage. Put your entries in your space messengers, ready, and send them off to the stars!
Move the mic. Okay. Hey, quiet, man. Just a minute. I gotta call Kim now.
Huh?
Okay. Yeah. A&M Records? Yeah. Kim, please.
I'm ready to sing.
Yeah, time. Kim? Kim, this is Bert Betelgeuse, Typically Corrupt Productions. Don't hang up, please. Yeah. I know. It sounded bad at first, but listen. Pop Punk is gonna happen, man. It can't miss. Pop Punk, man. Halfway between Debbie Boone and the Sex Pistols, you know? It's bound to make it, man. Just... Listen to Deadly Boone. I'm telling you, Deadly was great. I know he didn't like his last song, but here it is. I'm telling you. Yeah, he's great.
I'm ready.
He's great, really. Listen to him. You ready?
Let me sing for the man.
You ready? Okay.
Let me sing for the man.
Okay, listen to this, Kim. You're going to love it. Okay, count it down. One, two, three, four. Go for it.
Impulse are alive with the sound of music. A sound I have heard just once or twice too often. My heart wants to flee from the sound of music. Before I go completely insane.
Now get down on this and you dig it, man.
Well, I was sitting in the office of the doctor or shrink. Or at the funeral parlor, it reeks of the breath of 100-year-old corpses covered with flies floating in the
filth. Hey, Deadly, he hung up on us again, Deadly.
He did what?
It's not going to work, man. Pop punk in heaven.
Why does he hang up on us all the time?
How about country punk?
Country punk, you
country
say?
Country punk, like, I cut out your cheating heart.
Why, your cheating heart
gonna be ripped
is
out
in
you.
My hand.
Yeah, we'll
cause
rip
I
it
ripped
out.
It out of you.
Yeah,
and I'm
idea.
Throwing it go down on the it, ground and it. Stomping
Set camera one. Ready remote. Cue slow-mo. Cue instant replay. Roll the idiot cards. Charlie, wind up cheerleaders. Ready, announcers in the booth. And roll super. 3, 2, 1, and roll tape.
It's Monday Night Warfare, brought to you by Down Chemical. Play on the nerves of your enemy and add a subtle touch to your war with Down. Also by Kelly Boys. When a government needs a temporary army, there are no finer mercenaries than Kelly Boys. Monday Night Warfare with your host, Dandy Dan Doomy, along with Coward No Self. This is Monday Night Warfare.
From the Little Bighorn, here in Montana, the Dakota Sioux, under their respected coach, Coach Sitting Bull, who leads the Plains in Indian victories, a fine gentleman, always hard to read on the sidelines, shows very little emotion, going against this man, this platinum-haired glamour man, overrated, much maligned, over-publicized, General George Armstrong Custer and his highly rated 7th Cavalry. They've got a lot of wins, but a lot of people say it's against lowly opposition. They did defeat the South Dakota women and children in a dawn game, Monday Night Dawn Warfare, as you might remember. But a lot of people don't think they can handle this challenge. What do you think, Dandy Dan Doomy?
Well, Coward, I think I was talking to Sitting Bull, you know, during the week. He told me their game plan's going to call for a lot of red dogging.
Oh, yes. They're very good at that.
Yeah, red dog, as you know, is their 6'5", 230-pound, all-Native American from Little Lake Sludge, Texas. Lake Sludge is that town of 200 people down there that was all massacred last week, and he's there.
So there is a revenge factor here today.
Oh, there sure is. There sure is. I think
we're going to
see a lot of
the Indians have won the toss, Diver Dan, and they have chosen to attack on all four sides. The 7th Cavalry will defend from the top of the hill there. That's a rather tenuous position, even for someone with as many weapons as they have. Hey, Dandy?
Yeah, well, Custer's got a definite speed advantage with all those Winchesters coming out of the backfield, and, well, I guess he wants to shoot downhill. Of course, the Indians going to have that advantage.
Well, there's
quarter.
The kickoff now, Diver Dan.
Yeah.
There they go.
And
they're
here
off.
Here they come. Look at those Indians hit.
A bad break early. I don't think Custer wanted this kind of field position.
No, he's had to change his game plan already. They're just cowering around here.
He's trying to call some audibles down there, and I don't think they're working, Dandy.
Yeah.
Dan.
Oh, wow. Looks like the Indians just invented the blitz there. Boy, they're winning the war in the trenches. No doubt about that.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Look at that sweep around right end there and around left end.
And right up the middle there.
Wow.
Can we get a replay of that? Oh, God, that's even more gruesome in slow motion.
There goes the bomb.
Oh, where'd they get those bombs?
I don't know. There's a lot of injuries there for the cavalry.
Oh, there's a flag. Oops.
Somebody's riding off with the flag there.
I think the official's badly wounded down there, Dandy Dan.
It's hard to tell whose side people are on. You know, them officials.
There might be too many men
cavalry.
On the field there.
Much too many. Not enough for Custer, I'm afraid, though.
This is a slaughter.
They look bad. They look bad.
You know, I don't think he's going to be able to pull this one out.
They didn't teach him that at Yale. Nope.
I think it's all over. It seems to be quiet down there.
Yeah.
Boy, I wonder where that Indian learned how to play trumpet.
Well, that sure ain't one of Custer's men playing it. I don't think any of them are left.
It's going to be a long injury report in 7th Cavalry Headquarters this week.
Yeah, they played bad.
What was the spread on this
right
one?
Out there. The Cavalry was a 4.5-point favorite, you know, and a lot of people are going to win a lot of money.
I think that was a sentimental bet because they didn't look even close out there today.
No, they were down for this one. No doubt about it. They
didn't look good.
The Indians look good.
I hear rumors they're moving to Cleveland.
Well, I don't know. Where'd you hear that one? Next week on Monday Night Warfare, Dresden Raid.
Dresden.
The outnumbered and crumbling defense of Nazi Germany against the number one rated offense of the Allied powers, led by Kurt LeMay, that number one draft pick from Penn State. Join Dandy and Coward next week for a special Thursday morning presentation of Monday Night Warfare from Dresden, Germany.
Monday Night Warfare, produced by Swoon Garbage. Executive producer Leslie Howard Gore, directed by Herman Goering. Statistics by Adolf Hitler. Camera units director, Creature from the Black Lagoon. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or other use of or description or accounts of this game and or battle may not be seen or heard and or with or without the written permission and or okay or so go ahead from Franklin Delano Roosevelt and or a good friend of Bob Dylan. This is Monday Night Warfare.
Hi there, everybody. Hey, I'm a personal friend of Bob Dylan. Yep, that's right. I went to high school with him up in Hibbing, Minnesota. Boy, it was cold up there. Bob's locker was just a couple of lockers down the hall from mine, and boy, we had some great times. You know, we used to beat him up after school, steal his clothes while he was taking a shower, you know, things like that. I remember one great time we had with Bob. His name was Zimmerman then, by the way. Don't let him fool you. One night, we rang his doorbell, right? Then we went and hid in the bushes, and when Bob came out and answered the door, we threw water balloons at him and eggs and razor blades, things like that. Oh, we had some great times up in Hibbing. Now, I want to tell you, I called him the other day. I placed a phone call to my old friend, Bob Dylan. And you know, he wouldn't even talk to me. That stuck-up son of a gun wouldn't even talk to me, his old friend.
This is Midnight Mondo, and this is the price of fame.
I mean, I just wanted to give him a song I wrote that would have made him famous again.
I'll only let you down.
Midnight Mondo.
Starring Ogden Etzel. I'm Otis 12. And that's Diver Dan Doomy. Hey, what's on tonight, Diver Dan?
Tonight on Diver Dan.
No. Midnight Mondo.
Oh, tonight on Midnight Mondo, a Monday night sporting event that will leave you grasping for more alcohol.
Oh, grasp. A large geometric construction that encompasses a word puzzle offering scads of cash for successful completion.
A typical network TV show that we shot entirely in our underwear. No sets, no props, just underwear.
Underwear. Hey, Pop Punk or Punk Pop is back with my favorite and yours, Grammy Award non-winner, Deadly Boone.
Live tonight, we pull all of Robert Redford's teeth. No Novocaine, straight from the mouth.
and something sinister in a waterbed. Plus, advice for those of you who are near despair. Go ahead. Despair.
You'll love it. Later tonight, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander. Comanche.
What does he mean, Diver Dan?
He means this.
I'm the urban spaceman
as a lover. Second to none.
It's a lot of fun.
I never let my friends down. I've never made a move.
Woo!
I'm a glossy magazine man, but in the tube.
Midnight Mondo. Midnight Mondo.
All right, then.
Oh, hey, my gosh. Well, looks like it's another end of Midnight Mondo. We got another end around here?
It was just crawling.
Where'd
under
the other
table,
end?
Though.
Oh, Midnight Mondo starring the Ogden Etzel. I'm Otis 12, and that's Diver Dan Doomey. Hey, right. Steven Sleeper at the controls.
Yay.
And little weird Tommy Norcutt crawling around under the coffee table. Come on,
I think he went after the other end.
I thought I put enough hide around in the room. Oh, hey, what's coming up next week, Diver Dan?
Next week, we paint Carolyn Kennedy's teeth a beautiful shade of green.
All right, and large furry mammals fall down in tar, then stand up and walk into history, all near a Dairy Queen in New Jersey. What else, Diver Dan?
Hey, we build a plexiglass bubble around Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, that should be good. And freelance nuclear arms dealing, a chance for you to get in on the ground floor, while there is a ground floor.
And Carlos Castaneda on the mystic properties of smashing your head with a mallet.
Whoa.
If it isn't,
hey, there's Carlos now.
There are no seasons like the summer or the spring.
Well, you can hardly hear the mallet, though.
If it isn't love.
Oh.
Head is smashed.
And next week, celebrities have. We got celebrities. Have we got celebrities?
There's me, and there's you, and there's that guy in the other room over there. Did we have a celebrity in here tonight?
Whoa. Well, who knows? A look at mob skiing in Pennsylvania next week.
If it isn't love, and you're a vision, and this is nothing but a dream, so happy it is. And there never was a heaven up above,
Who's that under the coffee table?